You're listening to GRayRecords.com, your place for music plus more. You enjoy. Hi everyone, and thanks for visiting. I'm Samuel, a spokesperson for the G-Ray Records Podcast Network. Now, if you're a creator, we've all experienced the dread of riding the content treadmill, that constant nagging pressure to feed the algorithm. But what if your best new content isn't new at all? What if it's already sitting in your archives, just waiting? Today, we are digging into how to work smarter, not harder, by unlocking the incredible value in everything you've already made. So here's our game plan. We're going to start with a problem that, let's be honest, we all face, that content treadmill. Then we'll get into a revolutionary way of thinking about it. We'll break it down with a super simple framework, the three R's, and show you the AI-powered tools that make it all happen. Seriously, by the end of this, you won't see an old archive, you'll see a gold mine. All right, first up, let's get real about a feeling that every single creator knows way too well, the content treadmill. Sound familiar? That day-in, day-out pressure to be on every platform posting fresh stuff all the time. It feels like you're in a race that has no finish line, and honestly, it is the perfect recipe for burnout. And you are absolutely not alone in this. Our sources show creators are constantly fighting this perfect storm of new platform updates, crazy algorithm changes you can never predict, and that relentless pressure to just keep posting. It's a cycle that almost every time leads straight to creative exhaustion. But what if the answer isn't to just run faster on that treadmill? What if you could just get off of it entirely? What if the real solution isn't creating more, but creating smarter, with everything you've already got? Well, this brings us to the repurposing revolution. This right here is the core idea. Repurposing isn't about lazily reheating leftovers, no way. It's about being a master chef. You know, taking one core ingredient, your best idea, and whipping up a bunch of brand new dishes for different people and different occasions. And the impact here is just huge. I mean, think about it. You get to maximize the return on every single hour you've already put in. You can reach people on the internet who would never read your blog. And you build a much stronger brand because you're reinforcing your main message all over the internet consistently. Okay, so that all sounds great in theory, right? But how do you actually do it? Let's get practical. Content expert Amber Figlow has this awesome, simple framework she calls the three R's, and it makes this whole thing so much easier to understand. So this breaks it all down into three different levels of effort. You've got repost, which is super simple, just share some great evergreen content again, easy. Then there's reuse, which takes a little more work. Maybe you're tweaking the design for a new platform. But repurpose? That's where the real magic happens. That's when you take one big piece of content, like a YouTube video, and totally transform it into a dozen brand new things. All right, so we've got the framework. Now let's talk about the magic wand. Let's look at the tools that basically act like your own personal digital assistants, making this whole process faster, easier, and way more powerful than it's ever been. First up is a tool that is specifically designed to handle one of the most time-consuming but also most valuable tasks for any creator today, turning those long videos into short, punchy, shareable clips. I love how filmmaker Patricia Calacani puts it here. A tool like Opus Clip uses AI to scan your long videos, find the absolute best, most viral-worthy moments, and then automatically edits them into short clips for you. It's like having a viral video editor on your team, turning one video into a dozen potential hits in just a few minutes. Okay, so now you've got this folder full of amazing clips. What's the next hurdle? Getting them out there without spending your entire day just logging in and out of a dozen different apps. And this is where a tool like Repurpose IMO is a total game changer. Think of it as your content distribution engine. You just connect your accounts, you set up some simple rules, and it automatically pushes your content from, say, YouTube, out to all your other channels, TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn, all without you lifting a finger. And finally, we have to talk about the idea and text-generating powerhouse that can seriously supercharge every single part of this process, from the very first idea to the final social media post. I mean, this is where the possibilities just explode. Creator Anita Wong shows how a tool like ChatGPT can be your creative partner. It'll brainstorm ideas with you, it can write your scripts, and then after you've made the content, it can take your transcript and turn it into blog posts, newsletters, and social media captions. It basically handles the entire text part of your content's life. So, we've got the framework, we've got the tools, now let's put it all together and see what a modern AI-powered workflow actually looks like in the real world. This workflow really is the heart of the whole strategy. You start by making just one valuable long-form video, and that one piece of content, it becomes a seed for dozens of short clips, a fully written blog post, and a social media campaign that hits multiple platforms. And you're doing it with way, way less manual effort. And hey, this strategy isn't just for long interviews or deep dive tutorials. Creator Modern Millie shows that even a short, aesthetic little coffee vlog can be repurposed in so many different ways. It can become a voiceover tutorial, a storytelling video, a photo carousel, even a funny blooper reel. All that from the exact same footage. And all of this leads us to the most important point. This isn't just about a new workflow, it's about a completely new mindset. It's about fundamentally changing how you look at every single piece of content you have ever created. Here's the bottom line, and this quote from G. Ray Records just nails it. Your old content isn't a liability that's just collecting digital dust in some folder. It's your most valuable strategic asset. It's a goldmine of ideas you can use to grow your impact, find totally new audiences, and build a deeper connection with the community you already have. So we're going to leave you with this question. Just think about everything you've ever made. Now with these new tools and this new perspective in mind, what are you going to build from it? Big thanks to tuning in and listening to the G. Ray Records podcast. Enjoy the music. Thank you.
Hi, this is Samantha. Thanks a million to everyone for your overwhelming support by listening to the G-Ray Records Music Network. Also, when you find the time, you might want to check out the G-Ray Records podcast. You enjoy.